He went out there, first 5 minutes, tried to play. We were trying to play five-a-side football. They come at us, pressed us. Suddenly they score. Then we go, I tell you what, we'll keep pressing. We'll keep passing short and we'll keep pressing us. And then we have people hiding all over the place. If you have players that don't want the football, then you're not going to keep the football. And it just went from bad to worse.
You just feel as though you invited them on then,
the way
you
said, massively.
Match the physicality. You give the initiative to them.
Yeah, massively. We played right into their hands. They were pressing us. And then when they did sit off us, we just kept whacking it to their big lads up front. Chris Porter didn't stand a chance when he came on the pitch. That was then time to play and get the ball down and have a bit of courage. With the back players, midfielders coming to get off him. But by that point, they didn't want to know.
You're frustrated with the, more or less every result that goes against you, because there's always something different on the pot that's letting you down.
Yeah. We thought because we'd matched them for 45 minutes, it'd just be an automatic given that they wouldn't come out, probably get a rocket at half-time because we were dominating, and thought that we just could carry on. Oh, football doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that.
They don't seem to be grasping it, do they? No matter what you tell them, they don't seem to be grabbing it. And that is a big concern.
Of course it is.
Your players are not responding to what you want.
Of course it is. You know, you give them all the information, you tell them the right things. The game pans out the way you think it's going to, you know, first 10, 15 minutes, go and play in behind them and play high up the pitch. We didn't turn them once in the second half. There's no point in me saying it. They're not going to listen.
You're in a serious position
in terms of
where you are. And, you know, players and everybody, you've got to stick together and try and turn it around. But, you know, there's got to be some learning quickly.
Of course there's. 100%. You know, I said to him at Colchester. I said to him after Colchester. Listen, there's no hiding place. If you think we're not down the bottom of the league, then get ready, because it'll come quicker than you think. We've got to start winning football matches. I'd say it was a great opportunity, and they crumbled.